You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Hey!
Hey!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. That is our
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One, two, three, four.
Phone number.
How's that?
That is our telephone number.
Thank you.
I just feel like I'm getting my voice back, so I'm able to inflect a little
play with it a little.
You sound better.
If you would like to instant message us... AOL is Mike O-W-J-F-K.
Champagne.
If you would like to email us, it's O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. And please, this weekend in your free time, download our podcast. We would sincerely appreciate that. A question for you about this weekend.
Yes.
You had said rain all week. Are you 100% sure? Is it going to rain?
I'll check again.
I thought it was supposed to stop raining tonight. Be nice tomorrow, and then start raining again late on Sunday.
No, they've revoked that.
Of course, it won't rain at Buzz's house because he's never had a hangover.
Are we getting into that pattern again with the summer here in Washington, D.C., where every weekend is going to be rain?
It's spring, and in order to make things grow, we need water, and we're getting it through Monday night, as
a
matter of
fact. So easygoing,
Continuous.
Buzz. Continuous rain.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Did you not hear about the flood warnings? We're all going to die.
They're flood warnings?
Yeah, we're all going
to
die.
No. I had to go introduce the president of this company today.
I saw him. He was in a kayak.
And then I had to come back here and do this show, and I have no idea what the rain is going to be doing. And it's going to rain all weekend.
It was off and on all weekend.
I don't want to ride the motorcycle. I don't have a lot of fun anymore.
Put on a slicker.
Next weekend. I mean, I love doing this show. Don't get me wrong, but I swear to God, I'm not going to ride in the rain.
Have some rainy day fun.
Really?
Yeah, rainy day fun is the best.
You know what? You know what's a good rainy day fun?
What's
especially
that?
With your girlfriend out of town.
You know, when he says rainy day fun, he reminds me of what he says the first day of May. What's that little thing?
Hooray, hooray, it's the first of May. Outdoor humping starts today. There would be a perfect example
rainy
of it, actually.
Have rainy
Only
day fun.
Only indoors.
But picture Buzz with like 18 hookers. Have rainy day fun.
That's your girlfriend's away. Get yourself a 12-pack and catch up on some movies.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of alcoholic that drinks alone like you do. I have to drink socially.
Okay, then buy some Fresca and watch some movies.
No, you know what I think I'm going to do?
What?
What you going to do?
I think I'm actually going to dive into the real online stuff tonight.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying anything.
I'll have tapes ready to go for Monday.
First of all, I would not do anything illegal.
Of course not.
You never have.
But we're
not worried about that.
It has reached its zenith with... you know, playing with the fake stuff.
That's what we're worried about.
Here's the problem. You'll relate to this. You like a good game, and you like to gamble a little
bit. Yes, I adore it.
The fact is, you're playing that game, Rob, and because it's not real, people don't play the game the same way.
And there's no urgency to it.
And there's no, you can bluff, and it doesn't matter because you just go rehash your chips and come back in. So I'm really finding it. You get on certain tables where the guys are just going all in all the time.
Looking for
the
score.
And it sucks. I think if there's something really on the line, then you're going to play the game the way it's
responsibly.
Played.
Responsibly.
Gary Conrad is making his way into the studio.
The hypnosis.
Gary, give us an update. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, this is Beth Ann. Gary Conrad is our hypnotist, and he has brought Beth Ann McBride in here.
Deep breath in. Watch my hand. One, two, three. Breathe in.
She's very sober.
Did you expect
deep
this?
Breath. You're no. Like a shallow very breath, deep breath. On three. Big deep breath. One, two, three. Breathe in.
Very serious inhale, looking, inhale, Beth Ann is.
Sleep, let it go. Way on down.
All right.
Let it
She's
go,
asleep.
Go,
hands over the face. She appears to be.
Right here, bongo going right
she literally hit her
here,
head with humming. The microphone.
Beth Ann is asleep. Let me tell everybody what's happening. Can I talk, Gary, while you're doing this? Beth Ann McBride is asleep. She is sound asleep. He looks like he is really...
He's got her humming and pounding her hand on the table.
You need 2 minutes?
Her head is
You going to take her out for 2 more minutes?
As if.
You're going to do it right here.
She's unconscious.
I guess we'll postpone the hot sheet.
Okay, we're going to postpone the hot sheet. Now, what are you doing for 2 minutes?
Listen up. Beth Ann, on three, your eyes are open, you're going to feel great. But when I snap my fingers and you open your eyes on three, Beth Ann, I want you to realize that Buzz smells real bad. Kind of like a paper mill. Real kind of, you just want to shoo that stuff away. One, two, three. Eyes open, feeling good.
Hi, Beth Ann.
And
hey, anyway.
What's the matter, Beth Ann?
What's wrong?
Some smells.
Well, what?
Oh, my God.
What could it be?
Is it my feet?
What is it? I noticed it, too. What is it?
Are you cooking?
No.
We're cooking.
We're not cooking anything. We have the celebration. Why don't you go over near Buzz and see if it's
What do you smell cooking?
Do you think it'll get worse if it gets closer to Buzz?
Well, which direction is this coming from?
Where's it coming from?
Where's it coming from, Beth Ann?
Where do you think you detect it?
All right.
She's crawling over the console.
Don't crawl over the console.
No, it can't be me.
You better go over near him and see if it's...
That's impossible.
Oh, really?
It's impossible, I think.
Wow.
Wow.
It smells like cabbage.
I had cabbage for lunch.
Wow.
He always smells good, she said.
Count of three, it's worse. Kind of makes you gag. 1, 2, 3. Kind of makes you just...
Sleep.
Wow. Is she out now?
She's in hypnosis.
She's in hypnosis, right. But she is... She can hear us speak. And is she...
But
I mean, is she a good
like
subject?
She's pretty an excellent creative.
But she's a good subject in that you can control.
No, they're not going to do anything they find repugnant or morally reprehensible.
Okay.
But they will do some crazy things.
Really? All right, let's get her to do some crazy
things. Can she sing?
Yes, can we get her to sing?
I don't think she's much of a singer.
She won't remember this aroma thing.
I hope not.
Okay. we can't get her to sing.
Let's get her to do this. On right. three, your eyes are open. Buzz cleaned up. He smells great. But when your eyes are open, I want you to realize he's wearing ladies' underwears. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. Now take a look.
Well, ladies' underwears.
Hi, Beth Ann. What's the matter?
What is with that man?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong? Are you uncomfortable about something? She's looking,
blushing.
She's looking down.
Buzz, you're wearing a bra.
Don't you think I look good in it?
Stand up, Buzz. Stand
no.
up.
No. Oh, my God.
Look, they match.
Turn around, Buzz.
They match.
Give us a spin.
They match. Look, thong. What do you think?
Buzz.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
I know. I'm sorry.
Don't you like his outfit, Beth Ann?
No.
Count of three. It's twice as skimpy. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God.
I'll cover up a little.
Sleep. Listen, Beth Ann, on three, your eyes are open. This time you're angry at Buzz. He's wearing your favorite pair of underwears, the ones that cost the most.
Underwears.
Emotional tie to you. Uh-huh. Jerry Lewis hypnosis, ladies and gentlemen.
Underwears.
He's got your favorite underwears on. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. Look at that guy now.
Don't you think it fits?
She literally did a take.
Wow. It's really very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, those are mine.
And thank you for lending them to me.
You're clean as a fella today. Turn around.
What do you think? Huh? Looks good in the back, too, huh? Nice, huh?
Buzz, where did you get them?
Well, you loaned them to me, remember?
I thought I was wearing them.
Which ones are they? Which
ones? They're
the black ones.
The black ones?
Yeah. And how are they cut up there on that?
Yeah. They look tight.
Yeah. But in a comfortable way.
Not really.
Can you put her out again, Gary?
You should. Okay. If you could see the shock on her face.
Here, what about her doing some impressions? Like maybe doing impressions of people on the show?
Okay. All right, listen. On three, your eyes are open. You're having a rough day, and you're not prepared for the show. And it's just one of those days whenever you go to speak, something bad comes out. But you are bad, meaning you're pronouncing incorrectly. And on three, your eyes are open, and it's time for you to roll. You are Buzz. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. Hey, Buzz.
Hello, it's what I do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show. Uh-oh. I'm having a bad day. It's what I do.
What's wrong, Buzz?
I was late.
Oh, why were you late, Buzz?
I had to get gas. I didn't have my credit card. Marsha has my credit card.
That's right.
It's what I do.
Did you get lunch, Buzz?
I did.
What did you have?
I had a sub.
How does she know that?
Are you sensitive, Buzz?
I am.
Sleep. All right, listen. On three, your eyes are open. You're Buzz. And you stole Beth Ann's bottle of wine, and you drank the whole thing up. And now you're really, you're not Buzz, you're buzzed. You're a buzzed Buzz. On three, eyes open. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open.
So, hello, I'm Buzz.
Where's the wine? Where'd the wine go?
It's gone.
Well, where'd it go?
I drank her wine.
Why'd you do that to the girl?
I didn't mean to. It was in the room.
Wow, she's
can I have
champagne?
Some of this?
Yeah,
she's pouring champagne for herself.
Stop you from hitting the bottle.
Her whole body language changed.
Yeah. I'm writing the story.
What?
I've never seen.
He's doing a news story. All right, put her out again.
I'm Buzz.
Put her out. Yeah, let's sleep. All right. Anybody? Can she be anybody else on the show?
I reckon.
Okay.
Let's
all right.
see what happens.
Me. I want her to be.
All right, listen, you're
it's
you're
always
in a good,
good
mood,
when the
bad mood,
says,
a happy
I
mood.
Reckon.
What kind of Mr. O'Mara do we have to, today?
Angry.
Angry Mike O'Mara, really laced
without
it
profanity,
into the staff.
Right.
No, always clean talk, but that makes it even more cutting. Everyone has messed up today, and it's your job to lace into them. Mike O'Mara, 1, 2, 3. Eyes open.
Really? I just need my chair here and my copy.
Sorry, Mike.
Change the copy. Done some.
What's wrong, Mike?
I'm just trying. I'm doing the show.
I know. But
and what's the problem?
We're all trying to help.
She didn't have the copyright.
Who is she?
B.A. Really, though? I'm in a good mood. Do we have any snacks?
And so the truth comes out. Her face is perfectly
straight. She's not even cracking a smile.
She's not smiling.
She is out of it.
Eyes glazed
Listen,
over.
Oh. Three, your eyes are open. Your mic, you're really going to get verbose and much more angry with these people. But as you go to speak to them, it only comes out in Chinese. 1, 2, 3.
I thought you were kidding. Eyes glazed over. Hulk Hogan pose.
Oh, my God.
Never seen anyone.
Got to throw your singing in Chinese. You're in a good mood, a happy mic, and you're kind of, you know, those Irish guys, they like to sing. But you're singing in Chinese. 1, 2, 3. Singing in Chinese.
I've never seen anyone so suggestible.
You're singing in an angry Chinese. Now you're telling the doctor on the phone. What was the name of that doc? Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, your problems, and you're talking in Chinese. Very serious. 1, 2, 3. Michael Merrick.
She's not even smiling.
No.
She's totally
It's
smiling.
Great.
She's in a daze. Her hands over her face.
Hey, can we get her emotional, like crying, like Beth Ann crying?
Yeah, the cat, you're really breaking down and crying. It's traumatic. 1, 2, 3. So traumatic Chinese. Oh, Shakespearean proportions. Wait, Billy is me.
Oh, dear. She's inconsolable, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Jesus
Christ.
Everyone's
happy but you. You're all alone and sad.
Somebody's got to get her a DVD of this.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Oh, my God.
Count of three, you're the only happy one, and you're happy about the fact you're the only happy one. 1, 2, 3. You're the only happy
one.
Hey. Hi. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
Why are you? Why are you so happy?
I don't know. I just am.
Okay. Yeah. Anything good happen today?
Oh, yeah. It's our anniversary.
That's true. It's true.
You're positively glowing. All right, what other tricks are you going to make her do?
Listen, you're a guest. You're a guest on the Mike O'Mara show. You're Rachel Ray. Very opinionated. And ready to be interviewed. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open, folks. Rachel Ray.
Our guest is Rachel Ray. Rachel, thank you for coming on the show.
We love you.
How are you?
Oh, hello, boys. I love your show.
Hello. Well, what did you just do to your boobs there, Rachel?
I don't have any.
What are you cooking today?
Well, I'm doing it in 30 minutes or less.
What are you going to make for us?
I'm going to make stir fry.
Oh, really?
Stir fry.
That's good. This is weird me out. I don't like this, Dr. Gary.
You don't like stir fry? Everybody likes stir fry. You just use a little EVOOO.
That's one of those. Gary, I want to make Rachel Ray go away.
Why are her arms so short?
Too much eye contact.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Very nice to meet you, Rachel.
What would you make Buzz for lunch if you were going
to? Oh, I would make Buzz a turkey sandwich.
Oh, I love turkey sandwiches.
Yes, I can do it in 30 minutes or less.
I know you can. I'm a big fan of yours.
I know. I have no boobs. Wow.
I like you anyway. He pulls
her head into his chest.
Right. How about we do
to give the new command?
Let's make her Rob. All right. Can she be Rob Spiewak?
She appears to be asleep whenever he does this.
What kind of Rob?
That's me.
Let me see. A very boy. What kind of Rob? What kind of Rob do you want?
A hateful Rob.
Hateful Rob.
You want racial slurs?
No. Because she'll do that.
We do that anyway. We want something different.
a bad stomach. A sick stomach. Bro.
Oh, sour stomach.
Sour stomach. Because he's eating too much.
A little incontinence there. And every time I snap my fingers, you're going to realize.
And he's too obsessed with the rules.
You tooted, and you're obsessed with the rules. And the more I snap, the more you toot, and you try to explain it away.
Okay.
The foul wind is blowing.
Okay, so Rob has farted.
Eyes open. All right, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I told you how the game works. What you've got to do is you take the 10 people, you get them on the line.
Are you okay, Rob?
You get them on the line, and then... Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow, are you all right?
Do you smell that? That's me.
We're very sorry. Rob, that's disgusting.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, how can you talk about the rules when you're doing that?
Because
that's
I keep doing it. I can't help it, but...
We have a guest.
I'm so sorry. Do we have a fan?
Oh, no. It's only going to spread it around.
It's terrible. I'm sorry.
This show has millions of fans.
I know.
All right, throw it out again. Okay. I'd really like to hear, not Chinese, but I'd like to hear some real singing if she could sing.
Real singing.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Proud Mary.
Do you know her favorite artist, Rob? Do you know
I don't.
About
well,
what
she,
you
likes,
know?
She likes like current hip hop.
Let's do this. On account of, if I may.
Oh, well, she likes Hannah Montana.
She likes Hannah Montana.
Yeah, she does.
You're in a shower. You're in the shower. Right. You're kind of scrubbing around.
Right, and singing,
and
singing your favorite Hannah Montana song.
What you normally would sing in the shower.
Okay.
What a person would normally sing.
Like Hannah Montana.
And,
she likes Hannah Montana? She likes Hannah Montana.
Well, we'll find out what she likes to do in her shower.
All right, whatever she's going to sing.
I know what she does in the shower.
All you voyeurs out there. Get a mental image of this. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open and... In the shower.
I can't wait to see you again. She's only being Miley. That's my best friend telling me. I can't wait to see you again.
You missed a spot there.
Oh, I can't wait to see you again. That's my best friend saying she's only being Miley.
Can we do this every day?
I can't wait to see you again.
Sleep. Now, when I went to Catholic high school, one of the most amazing things when they make you take Latin.
Right.
You know what the Roman word for sheath is?
What is
where
it?
Where you put the sword in? V-A-G-I-N-A.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yes. Can you say that word?
Can
on
you can say vagine.
You can say vagine.
You can say vagine. We say vagine.
Vagine?
Vagine. Vagine.
All right. Now, listen. On three, your eyes are open, and you're going to be a little just a wee bit upset about this because you're... Vagine in that movie.
Oh, teeth.
With the teeth.
Oh, my God.
It's talking up a storm, and you're going to try to hush it up because you're on the radio.
Okay,
and
your
co-workers.
And it's got teeth?
But the more
And it's talking.
All right, very
it's
good.
It's talking, and you're an interpreter.
Talking Daisy.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Eyes open, feeling good, and...
What's that sound?
I hear something.
You hear something?
Like chattering.
What is that chattering?
She's looking down.
She is in here.
It has teeth.
And she's not even smiling.
No. Well, would you?
Wow. What's the matter?
It has teeth.
Is that good?
It
hasn't it always?
No, it never did.
Now it's saying some very argumentative things to you.
It doesn't like the show.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You want to set that thing straight, please?
It doesn't like the show.
Okay, I got another one. Right before we got a break.
Like
all right, put it right. It doesn't like the show. I'd like her to be General Manager Michael Hughes.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
General Manager.
That's the word.
GM.
He's the big boss, okay?
Big boss, and is he happy with the show or unhappy?
No, he has tips. He has tips for the show.
Oh, tips.
He's critiquing the show.
A couple tips from the GM. 1, 2, 3.
Hello, Michael Todd Hughes. How are you?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Michael.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I need to get an MP3 of that first segment, please.
Oh, thank you. We'll do that.
Yeah,
how do you like
yeah.
the show, Michael?
I love the show.
Oh, you do? Anything?
Just, well.
Any constructive criticism?
Yeah, a little bit. Just, you know, I think. think, you know, you're evolving. You know, I really think a little more conversational.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, but Dan really liked what you did. He liked it. He wants an MP3.
Okay, yeah. Great. Great. Put it around again, yeah, there, yeah. Gary. One more. CK, our program director. The program director, CK.
All right, CK. Let's hear from you. What's CK?
CK's looking for women this weekend. And, you know, just,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's what
he's very excited about.
Very
it.
Excited about his weekend with the ladies.
All right. And the more I snap my fingers, the more excited you get, CK. You're going to be the biggest man in show business by the time I snap four times.
Wow.
1, 2, 3. Hey, CK.
Hey, CK.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's happening?
How's it going? On?
Good show.
Thanks, CK. Thank
I'll be available by cell phone this weekend.
All right.
Because I'll be busy.
What are you doing this weekend?
I got some dates.
Wow. Awesome. More than one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good I bang you. A girl a night.
Girl a night.
What's your type? What's your type?
All types.
Any type?
Uh-huh. Well, no. I like them blonde. Uh-huh. Little.
Little.
Tan.
How do you like them little?
Because I'm tall.
CK, what's with your hair?
I got a cut.
Yeah, that ain't the problem.
All right. We gotta take a break. All right. Are you going to put her out? Yep. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, what are we doing now? Gary, we got to break for spots here. Gary Conrad, ladies and gentlemen.
Stuff.
Now, do you have to go out and deprogram her or something like that?
I haven't read that chapter yet, Mike. Okay. I'm just still working on
man,
it.
Where's
that,
he appearing this weekend? How good was she as a subject?
Seriously. Excellent. Excellent.
He is at EJ's Landing inside the Clarion Inn.
Yeah,
that's
you can,
in College Park, Maryland.
You can go to it's 8601 Baltimore Avenue for information and tickets. Call 301-518-9145. What happens now, Gary, when we go to commercial? What are you going to do?
Beats the heck out of me.
Okay. Can you just leave her? We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.